A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. The would-be followers of Jesus. Jesus noticed the crowd around him and ordered his disciples to go to the other side of the lake. A teacher of the law came to him. "Teacher," he said, "I am ready to go with you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lie down and rest." Another man, who was a disciple, said, "Sir, let me go back and bury my father." "Follow me," Jesus said, "and let the dead bury their own dead." This is the word of the Lord. Funnily enough, when I settled down to prepare this homily, I had just come in from a funeral in our parish. The man being buried was, he and his family had been parishioners here right from the beginning of the parish 52 years ago. They were a much loved family, and there was real affection for the man Peter who was being buried. Peter was a seaman. He spent long periods away at sea. And that fits in with this reading for today's reflection. Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lie down and rest." And often this is presented to us as the poverty of Jesus as he moved around. But the two concepts, having no place to lay at the head, and this concept of foxes and birds being secure of their sleeping place, these are two qualities innate within human beings. All human beings, it seems, have a great yearning to lay down their place, a place to live, a place for the family, the home place. This is a strong drive within human beings, but equally strong is that yearning to roam the world, explore new horizons. And so we have people moving from country to country just for the experience, or for an economic advantage, or because their country has been disturbed by war or uprising. They're no longer safe where they have grown up and settled. So these are the concepts that this gospel brings to my mind. And both of these drives, the one to settle and the one to explore, are God-given qualities within all human beings. We need to explore. We need to be secure. And so within our Dominican family, we're very lucky in that our congregation, our order, has explored many parts of the world, and we as members can move comfortably and happily from place to place. We have contacts here, there, and everywhere, and yet we have the security of belonging to all of those places should we go there. This is a great richness that we have. But we are looking these days at two international days. Last weekend was the International Day for Refugees, and Sunday, the 14th of July, is Sea Sunday. And we're looking here at Peter, at people like Peter, the man we buried yesterday, Peter the seaman. These people work quietly and systematically ferrying our exports and imports from one part of the world to another. They're away from family and friends, often for many months at a time. They work long hours, and often the sea is not as calm as the paintings of lovely sunsets depict. They're often hazardous, frightening, and lonely, and hard work. These are the seamen of our world. There are they're taken for granted. There's big noise in our media and papers about world trade talks, trade deals, trade negotiations, but it's these men of the sea and men at the ports working who facilitate the trade. We are dependent on trade. The world economy has expanded and expanded, and yet these seamen are the quiet workers in our world. 1.3 million is the estimated number of men and women working on our ships, transporting 90% of the food and goods that the world uses every day. These are people we need to remember because they're largely forgotten. If a plane goes down, we hear about it all around the world, and when a ship sinks, unless it's a prestigious cruise ship, nobody takes any notice. And yet, Wikipedia lists 67 ships as being sunk or grounded in 2012 with a loss of at least 943 lives. These are scary statistics, very scary statistics. And the estimated number of refugees in the world, now asylum seekers, I think I heard a figure of 1 billion of people insecure in where they can work, raise their family, where they can lay their head at night. So these are the people we need to think of today. Jesus said that the Son of Man has no place to lie down and rest. And it's time perhaps for us to give them a thought, give them hospitality of one shape or another, because the mission to refugees, the mission to seafarers, these are official ministries of our church, and yet they are staffed by small numbers of volunteers. And so the echo comes back to the first reading for today, the one from Genesis about Sodom and Gomorrah and the search for righteous people. I think I've heard that this story of Sodom and Gomorrah depicts the lack of hospitality of these cities, so engrossed in their own affairs that they don't give a thought to those who are needing a place to lay their head. So as we read again the small passage of Jesus, let us sharpen our concept of following Jesus in his ministry. One said, "I'm ready to go with you, Jesus, wherever you go." And Jesus said, "Follow me. Let the dead bury their own dead. Let our ministry be to those who are homeless, those who are facing hazards for the welfare and good of trade in our world. Let us be open to strangers as they move into our street or parish or workplace."